Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Manic Candace Podcast. It's your girl Candace back at it again with a brand new episode of the podcast on this brand new year of 2025. Happy fucking new year, everyone. I am so excited for what this year has to bring, and I wish you all the best, genuinely. Today we're going to talk about forgiveness in the spirit of renewing our minds and renewing the year and renewing who we are this year. I want to talk about forgiveness because it has helped me propel forward in being an overall better person. And what I mean by better person, not by how I treat people, but how I feel. I feel better now that I have forgiven people for what they've done and who they failed to be to me. I've forgiven myself. I've forgiven my expectations of what I thought God was supposed to be and what he was supposed to do for me. I've forgiven myself in terms of like all the dumb decisions that I have made in my 20s. I forgive myself. And I feel like a free person. I feel like I've been let out of a cage. And I just want to share with you my insights. I want to share with you how to do it. I want to share with you reasons why to do it. And it just takes you out of a victim mentality, because in order to forgive someone, they must have done something to you, right? Well, forgiveness is more for yourself rather than for the other person. Sometimes the other person doesn't even know that you've forgiven them. And that could be due to circumstances of no contact, or maybe you're blocked. A couple years ago, I went through a psychotic episode where I did so many people wrong. And I'm not trying to blame my mental illness on my bad behavior, because I knew right from wrong, even at that time. But it was just resisting doing wrong things that was hard, I guess. But nonetheless, I come to a position where I feel like I want to apologize, and that's not possible right now because I'm blocked. But you know, I am remorseful. I am sorry. And you know, I said to myself, if I can't apologize, I'm going to forgive. Because that's something that can offer me closure. That's something that can offer me healing. That's something that can offer me just a way to move on in a healthy way. Forgiveness doesn't mean that you're forgetting. Forgiveness means that you're giving yourself permission to move on. So, the definition of forgiveness is letting go of resentment or anger. If you don't forgive, the resentment and the anger, it starts to eat at you. Sometimes we don't make forgiveness an active practice in our lives, and we should. For those of us that are Christian, forgiveness is the center of our religion. When it comes to principles, forgiveness is seen as a good thing, because it is a good thing. The opposite of that is holding on to resentment or anger. I've held on to resentment and anger towards my father, towards people that I wish loved me. I had resentment towards myself, had resentment towards myself in a way that I didn't live up to what I wanted to be. Resentment that I used drugs. Resentment that I didn't take care of myself as best as I could in my 20s. Forgiveness is not condoning or excusing harmful behavior. It's not like, I can imagine that some of you listening, you're thinking of a situation where it seems unforgivable. But it's not excusing harmful behavior. I understand that some of you have been abused. I understand that some of you have been physically and sexually and mentally tortured. Forgiveness doesn't mean that you are accepting that you are in some way rationalizing that behavior. What was done to you was wrong. But like I said, forgiveness is giving yourself permission to move on. That's my definition of it, at least. Because once I began to forgive other people and myself, I began to let it go. Because when you find yourself thinking about a certain event that was negative in your life, between you and another party, you tend to just think so down, and like you ask yourself, why am I thinking about this all the time? And the missing component is forgiveness. Once you add the component of forgiving, then you're able to move on from thinking about the event that was negative all day, every day. I speak from experience. There was this couple that I interrupted. Unbeknownst to me, it was her birthday. And I made a post that was inappropriate, very inappropriate, that involved her and her boyfriend. And to be honest, I was jealous of her. And one day, all that resentment and anger I had towards him, it just built up and I exploded. See, if I was practicing forgiveness throughout my life, throughout my 20s, I wouldn't have gotten to a point where I was so angry at him, that I was so resentful, that I embarrassed myself and embarrassed her, because she told me she was embarrassed. I wouldn't have done that. And now I'm in a position of seeking forgiveness. And it is currently not possible, because I'm blocked, as I should be. But forgiveness, it doesn't condone what I did, but it helps me move on. It helps them move on if they've forgiven me. Funny enough, I had a dream where she hugged me. So that was my conclusion. That was my closure. Conclusion.
What's happened to me? See, I've already waited too long. And all my hope is gone.
You guys, I hope whatever you want to, like, whatever you want to achieve this year, I pray that you go after it and you achieve it. Don't give up. It's going to be hard. It's going to be days and nights where it seems like nothing is happening, but something is happening. Believe in compound interest. When you forgive someone, it doesn't necessarily mean you forget. It doesn't mean, like, when I say that it gives you permission to move on, it's not necessarily meaning that, like, you forget, but, like, you move on from the hurt. is when you think about the past and when you think about negative things in the past and unresolved issues, it kind of hurts, like, in your chest a little bit. And, like, sometimes you cry and or sometimes you get tensed up and angry, and that doesn't feel good. But when you forget, it's like, it's a different type of forgetting. You don't remember the hurt. You remember what happened, but you don't remember the impact so much anymore after you forgive. And that's the beautiful thing, is you want to lessen that impact of when you think about the past, when your mind goes there unintentionally, intentionally. It's going to hurt a lot less once you forgive. I have recently, in the past few months, come to a place of forgiveness for Ryan. I have a whole episode called Rest in Peace, Ryan, where I spelled his name backwards. And I just let out all of my resentment and my anger. And I have come to a place 3 years later of forgiveness. And forgiveness doesn't have to involve the other person. You don't have to sit down and have a talk and be like, okay, I forgive you. And you forgive, do you forgive me? It doesn't have to be that way. You can come to a place of forgiving someone and forgiving yourself all on your own. Emotional healing is something we all have to go through. And I argue in our late 20s, we go through this period of time where we heal from our childhood wounds. We start to unpack things that are affecting us in our day-to-day lives that happened in the past. We are looking for a solution, whether we are actively doing that or not, we are looking for a solution. But you have to heal at some point in your life. You have to heal, whether it's in your late 20s or not. And a part of emotional healing is forgiveness. Letting go of resentment and anger is part of healing. When you can breathe and when you can think and when you can have a clear conscience and not hate anybody or not have anybody hate you, it feels good. Sometimes you take it for granted a little bit. There are a few misconceptions about forgiveness. Some people believe that forgiveness is necessary and vital, like they have to be forgiven. That's not true. Nobody owes you their forgiveness. No matter how long it's been, no matter what you've done, no matter, like, nobody owes you shit, is what I'm trying to say. And you don't owe anyone shit. If there's someone that wants to be in your life again after doing you wrong, you do not owe them. But you can still forgive without reconciling. And that's something that, like, I think people have a misconception about forgiveness is like, okay, I forgive, but I don't want to ever be involved again. And that's valid. That's totally fucking valid. That if you, like, for example, I forgive my father for not being there for me, but do I want a relationship with him? Hell no. But I forgave my father so I could move on from being hurt, from being resentful, and from being angry, from being that angry 7-year-old, from being that hurt 25-year-old. There's been moments of my life where I'm like, I could have really benefited from having a father right about now. And I've forgiven him for not being there ever, for not wanting to be there. That's fine. But I was able to move on. I was able to go throughout my day without even thinking about my dad. I go weeks and months without thinking about my dad because I don't have any resentment. I don't have any anger. Because they're forgiven. Forgiving allows you to breathe, you guys. It allows you to just move on. Those thoughts that go on in your mind, those images that replay in your imagination, those are not going to go away unless you start to forgive. Unless forgiveness is releasing. When you forgive, you release. It's a process. It's not a single act. It's not like, okay, I forgive so-and-so. Let me write it down so it's more solid. No, it's not like that. It's a process of thinking. It's a process of contemplating. It's no set of actions. It's, forgiveness is not something you do. Forgiveness is something you go through. And you're just, like me forgiving Ryan, it took weeks. And those weeks turned into months where I... It slowly, what it looked like was, I would look back on moments where he hurt me, because I still held on to resentment and anger from past times, and I began to think about it in a different perspective, in a different light. I began to look at it in a way of compassion. I tell myself, like, my new perspective on things was me and Ryan. We were very young. We were 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27. You know, we've known each other for a very long time. And, like, we were, hold on.
So why were you holding her hand? Is that the way we stand? Were you lying all the time? Was it just a game to you? But I'm in so deep. You know I'm such a fool for you. You got me wrapped around your finger. Do you have to let it linger? Do you have to let it linger? Oh, I thought the world of you. I thought nothing could.
It's funny that this song comes on, because whenever like songs like these, like sad songs, like sad love songs, I think about Ryan. And like, I think in a new perspective, like I was really young and he was really young. How could either of us have known better about relationship dynamics, about love, about forgiveness? Oh my God, I'm gonna cry. I'm not strong enough to reconcile with him because I'm not ready. Maybe one day. The funny thing about us is that we come back to each other every 5 years. Every 3 to 5 years. I've caught him unblocking me. So there's hope. Not that I want to reconcile. I think we should just let it go and let it be. You know, if you love someone, you just let him go. You gotta forgive yourself. When I was young, I had so much potential that I didn't live up to. There's so much potential that I did live up to. But it stings, it hurts, the potential that you didn't live up to. And just the stain of drugs, the stain of addiction on my life has really did a number on my self-esteem, on my self-worth, and, you know, having a body that I'm not happy with. You know, my hair, it's frustrating. It's just like, when I was younger, I told myself things were going to be different. Things were going to be easier. And they are. I just pictured things a lot more glamorous. And I guess that's not my fault. So you forgive yourself for, like, things that you thought, but turns out aren't really that way, and that you just come to the realization with age. Do you ever know? Do you wait for tomorrow? And I was much too low. I put my eyes out before I care. I wanted more. Sorry, I had to rock out really quick. That's what I do on the podcast. I missed it. I know you guys missed my singing. Probably not. I've forgiven myself for not taking care of myself, for allowing myself to stay depressed, for allowing myself to be in relationships that didn't serve me, for allowing myself to crash out online, for just for not measuring up to my own standards, for being fearful, for missed opportunities. I've forgiven myself from all of that, because I've now given myself permission to try again. For example, law school, I blew it in the beginning. Took me years to come to a place of acceptance and forgiveness. And now I did it. I haven't been accepted yet because I haven't received that letter, that notification. But I'm waiting for it. But I'm at the point where I'm waiting for an acceptance. That is a huge leap, and that wouldn't have happened if I didn't forgive myself, if I didn't give myself permission to move on. I'm trying to send you a message. I'm trying to get it through your head. Forgiveness is self-care. Oh, I feel so much more free. I feel so much more free that I've let go. So how do you forgive someone? And how do you forgive yourself? You know, you take inventory. You know, what did this relationship mean to me? What did this situation mean to me? How did it really affect me? Analyze it in different perspectives. Try to see things from their eyes. And then you can begin to have a different viewpoint. And then once you break it down, you start to feel a lot less bad. And that's how you forgive someone. How you forgive yourself is you, again, take inventory of what is bothering you, what has bothered you, what frustrates you about yourself. And it's not about making changes in order for forgiveness to happen. Don't think that is necessary. It's the self-awareness, it's the acknowledgement that is the first step in forgiving yourself, is realizing, holy shit, I've been a drug addict, I've been an asshole, I forgive myself. Holy shit, I eat a lot, but that goes against my wants of a nice body. I forgive myself. I spend money that I shouldn't spend, and I'm frustrated with myself, but I forgive myself. See, like, once you give yourself compassion, give yourself love, and forgive yourself, things like that once seemed difficult, like, for example, cleaning the house, running errands, when you're, like, coming from a depressed state, these things are, like, the hardest things to do. But once you start forgiving yourself for being depressed, for being mentally ill, you just do things. You're more productive. You're more savvy. You're more solution-oriented instead of problem-seeing. Forgiveness is a way to reclaim your personal power. If you feel weak, if you feel like as some sort of imposter syndrome, if you feel like you've lost yourself, if you feel like you've lost passion in a certain area, forgiveness is a way to reclaim your personal power. So look in areas of your life where forgiveness could make room. Oh, this is a good song. Some of us have never practiced forgiveness before, and it seems like a scary concept, and I get it. I totally get it. You know, the first step in learning how to forgive is to forgive yourself. Then you can forgive others. Let's recap. Forgiveness is a way for you to move on. It's giving yourself permission to move on and letting go of resentment and anger. That resentment and anger can build up and become a nasty combination one day. It can explode on whoever is in front of you. And it could be the most innocent of people that you love. So you want to practice forgiveness daily, weekly, monthly. Just take inventory and just let go. Say, I forgive in your mind. You know, say, I forgive, like, let go and let live. So, time heals all. And the funny thing about time is that forgiveness is found within time. Forgiveness is not right away. There's a difference between genuine forgiveness and toxic forgiveness. Toxic forgiveness is making yourself forgive despite your feelings of resentment. Allow yourself to feel resentment. Allow yourself to feel anger. Because if you don't feel it, if you don't process it, it's going to stay inside. And it's going to become built up. And then you're going to really feel like shit. So how do you approach someone that you want to forgive? Sometimes that's not possible due to safety reasons, due to third-party reasons, for a lot of reasons. You can't talk to the person you want to say sorry to, the person you want to forgive or the person you want to ask for forgiveness. It's okay to ask for forgiveness as well. You wait. You pray. That's all I can say because I'm in that position. All I'm doing is waiting and praying for an opportunity to say I'm sorry to this person. Forgiveness is an act of courage and compassion towards other people and yourself. It's inspirational. If you forgive and you set an example for others, that is a beautiful thing. And I know forgiving people that are in your family is especially hard. But you could be the first step in like breaking generational curses, you know? So have courage, have faith, and forgive. This has been Candace with the Manic Candace Podcast. Thank you for listening. Happy New Year. And I bid you adieu, my friends. Bye-bye.